Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, we're going to do an episode of Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about that low-hanging fruit and how that's really the best way to get some cash flow into your business quickly. But before we get into our topic for today, I want to always take time to tell you how much I appreciate all of you for taking time out of your busy day to share here with us on the show. I am so honored that you do that. And I'm so honored and grateful that this show spans the globe now. I love that we're reaching people everywhere. And I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that this time is always value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And now remember, Biz Bites with Bonnie are really short episodes. They're maybe 10 to 15 minutes at the most, usually around 10 to 12 minutes. I really want to keep those short because life is busy and I can give you great information in just 10 minutes and then, you know, it's your thing to think about for the rest of the week. And if you know me at all, you know that I'm kind of a stickler for homework, so I always have some sort of assignment or something for you to do when I do each show. So I want to welcome you. If you are new to the show, welcome. And if you've been here before, awesome. Welcome back. Now, just a reminder, you can find the links to where this show is found on all of the internet platforms and directories on my website. It's probably the easiest place at bonniegresselgut.com, and the link is on the show page below. If you go there, all the links, all the other icons to the networks that it's on out in the ether world is there for you, and you can just click on that and get there. And I always have a free gift to offer. And so there's a guest gift link on this page as well. And this week, I'm actually also going to be talking, because it kind of fits our topic, about an online training event that I'm hosting that just started yesterday. And more about that as we get into our topic, but I'll put that link on the show page as well. Now, if you want to reach out to me, you have a question, or you want me to, you know, look for a particular guest to be on the show, or if you want to be a guest on the show, feel free to connect with me. You can do that either on Facebook. We have a group, the Entrepreneur Mastery Group, or you can just go to my website at bonniegressel.com and reach me there. And I look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's get into our topic for today. The Biz Bites with Bonnie segment for today is about that low-hanging fruit. You know, we've always heard, I know I've heard this a bunch, that your best bet at getting new clients, getting some money into your business, is to go after the low-hanging fruit first. So what exactly is the low-hanging fruit? Well, typically, there are people who maybe have been past clients, they have some relationship with you, and you know they know you in some way, and it's a really quick way to get sales. So, you know, maybe there are people who you have actually had as a client, or maybe you've done discovery calls with them, or maybe they're just in your email list, but in some way you've developed a relationship with them and given them some sort of taste of service that you can provide, you know, so that they have an idea of what it would be like to work with you or work with you again. So, you know, all you do really is contact these people by phone or email, whichever fits the best, you know, depending on where these people are coming from. And then just say, hey, how's it going? A few months ago, you were talking about X. How is that going for you? And, or do you need any help? You know, if they say, oh, well, it's not really going very well, ask them if they need help with something in that area. Or another way that you can approach this is to, you know, just connect with them and let them know what's up with you. What's new with you without spending, you know, too much time on that or too much long of a page on that. And then ask them what's up in their business life. You know, you always want to, you know, engage them, obviously. You don't want it to just all be about you. But sometimes that's a nice lead in, like, oh, well, you know, I've been busy doing this and this is what I'm, you know, into now, and and tell them a little bit about that. And then ask them to reciprocate. Ask them what's up with them, that you would love to hear from them to see, you know, what's up and where how things are going. So those are some easy, simple ways that you can sort of connect with that low-hanging fruit again. Now, do you have people to reach out to? I mean, that's sort of a question is, how about you? Do you have people that you've connected with in some way? You know, maybe they're on your email list, or maybe you've done some discovery calls and maybe the fit wasn't right at the time, or maybe they've been past clients and, you know, whatever you were working on finished up and you haven't worked with them in a bit. And then if you don't have any of those things, how about your personal email contacts? Now, you can't just email everybody on your personal email list, but you could do a few people at a time or individually. I think individually is probably best, but that's kind of a lot of work for some people. So they like to do, you know, 25 at a time or whatever. But I don't like to send out bulk emails. I like it to be personal. So if you have an autoresponder, if you have an email service that you use, I mean, that's really ideal, because then people always have the option to opt out, right? To unsubscribe. So then that makes it all legal. You're not spamming them or anything like that. It's really a good idea to reach out to those people on your email list on a regular basis. You want to nurture that relationship. You know, you don't want them to, never hear from you until, or maybe you want some extra clients, or you want to sell them something. You want them to be hearing from you on a regular basis, and not just like, you know, a bunch of stuff, right? They want to know about you. I mean, think of it as dating. Like when you go out on a date, the first date or second, the person doesn't ask you to marry them, right? Because that never works. So you need to court them for a while, right? And they want to know about you. What happens when people are dating? They learn about each other, right? It's not just here, you know, try this, do this. Even if it's free stuff, you can kind of overwhelm them with free stuff. I know I used to do that, and that was not a good thing. They just want to know more about you. They want to know, you know, that you're a real person, and some of it, you know, don't be afraid to be vulnerable, to share some things with them. So what if you're just starting out and you don't have past clients, you don't have an autoresponder email list, then maybe you've got, you know, personal emails, but how do you sort of take that personal email list to that autoresponder level, which is more the professional email communication? There's lots of different ways to do that, and there are some ways to do it correctly, and there are some ways that really don't work. And believe me, I think I've done them all. You know, but what you want to do is build a quality list and engage with them so that they become fans, so that they become like your friend, like your, you know, they want more of you. And they'll be eager to invest in your products and services when the time comes, and if it's something that they want or need. Now, I think that doing this is essential to a successful business. You know, it can be as easy as sending out an email offer to your list when you want some extra cash. But it has to be the right people on your list. You know, they have to want what you have. You have to be, you know, filling their void in some way, right? Meeting the need, be the solution to the problem, solving their pain. However you want to phrase that, you need to fill that void. And they probably need you. But, you know, people, I think, they commit more on what they want. And so when you've got that personal connection, they're going to also want it. So that's really, I think, the key in building a quality list. And, you know, some people's businesses change. Mine did over the time, you know, a few years. And my list wasn't the same as different people. So sometimes people have to sort of reinvent their list. So even if you're somebody who has a list, but it isn't exactly a good match for what you have to offer, you may need to kind of, you know, create another section of people. So it has to be right. And there's lots of things that go into that. And not to just keep giving them free stuff or to ask them to buy something, but, you know, date them for a while first. So, you know, one of the things, and this is why I put this link on the show page today, is that I'm hosting this free online training event over the next 10 days. It's called From Startup to Entrepreneur Mastery, How to Build a Tribe of Raving Fans. I mean, that's what you want, right? You want a group of people, as you know, bigger the better, probably, but you want a group of people who are loyal and who are really fans of yours and are eager to invest when the time is right for them. So now, this online training just started like yesterday, but you can still get in, and it's 10 days worth of awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm just so thrilled with the experts that I have on this event. It's in summit format, but the content is just, oh my gosh, it's priceless. I wish I would have had all this information in one place at one time when I started. But that sure would have made my journey a lot quicker to get a list, a quality list of the right people that are really, truly loyal and fans. So if you're interested in that or interested in you know, finding more out about it, I did put the link on the show page below, and I would just check it out and see. And it's free. It doesn't cost, you know, it doesn't cost anything. There's no obligation to sign up for it. If you are interested in more, there's a bunch of bonuses in the VIP package. There is a investment for that, but you can just, you know, listen to this information from the experts and just take it from there. So I want to, because you know me, I always like to give some sort of homework, because I think it's good that we take little baby steps every week so that we can get to our goal. So for this week, your assignment is to sort of take inventory. Who do you have? Who is that low-hanging fruit for you? Maybe you have past clients. Maybe you have an email list. Maybe your email list is big, or maybe it's not big, but maybe it's not the right people or all the right people. You know, it's, to me, it's more about the quality of the list than the quantity of people in it. So just take inventory. Where are you sitting? How much access do you have to your, quote, low-hanging fruit? So that could you, at any given time, send out an email to your peeps or pick up the phone and get new clients, get more money into your business. So maybe you're there, which is great. Awesome. Kudos to you. And if you need some help, then, you know, maybe the event that I'm hosting is going to be helpful for you. So that's kind of your homework today, is to really just start with that awareness piece. And so often, I think I do start with that, with awareness, because I think that has to come first. So I would say your homework is to just take inventory, see where you're at, and are you satisfied with where you're at in terms of your low-hanging fruit, your ability to just instantly, pretty much instantly, get money into your business at will. So that's my biz bite for this week and the homework assignment you have. So until next week, I do want you to remember and to believe that anything is possible. So believe in yourself. See you next week, everybody.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.